Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply. 101.
We've been talking about the live cross Fev just did on the Today Show with Carl and Ali, and he was being reunited. You were meeting
for the first time,
who has a QR code tattooed on his calf of your career highlights, and now we get to meet him all the way over in Perth at the Perth Airport. Actually, Damon, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Morning,
Damon.
What a legend!
Now, we know you and Fev have just spoken. Can you repeat for myself, Nick, and everyone listening here in Melbourne, what inspired you to get Fev's highlights tattooed on your leg?
I was about to say, have you ever seen him play? Just that game. Like, I love that video. I love beating Essendon. I love the comeback and then just Fev's performance in that. I watch it so often. I wanted some sort of, not memory, he's not dead, but, some sort of celebration of Fev, but I didn't want to get his portrait tattooed on my legs.
So. Yeah, that'd be weird.
That'd be heaps weird, Damon.
Yeah, I know, that's what I see. I'm not a weirdo. I sound like a bit of a swim fan, but I'm not.
That's all right. I'm glad you're in Perth. It's a long way away from Melbourne. Now, Damon, just for people that don't know this game, I can't really remember, but I reckon we were down by about 60 points. The Carlton supporters were booing us at halftime.
And 48
points down, and
halfway through the second, and then
I kicked two late goals in the second quarter, and then I went in at halftime, and I looked in the mirror, and I went, oh, I've got to get out of first gear, so I flicked myself to about third or fourth gear, and then I come out and went bang 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 bang, kicked eight, and we come back, still the greatest winning margin that Carlton's ever come back from.
Wow,
at halftime. Is that right, Damon? I think that's right.
Yep, still stands.
And Damon,
how's the delivery all day though from the Pete Scotland and all that, man?
It was just like FedEx.
Damon
delivered straight into me guts.
Same day delivery.
It's Nick here. I've worked with Fev for a year and a half. He has never once mentioned somebody who kicked it to him. It's all about the snags.
Mate, you're only as good as your midfield, but you've still got a market to kick it. Isn't that right, Damon?
Yep.
Now, you did say
straight in the bread basket.
You did say on Channel 9, buddy, that you're going to get my signature tattooed on your calf also.
You got to sign it.
Yeah, well, when are you coming to Melbourne?
Well, I'm actually off to London at the moment for the next 2 weeks, so it'll be at least I was thinking that last night. Essendon play Carlton in about 3 weeks.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Should we?
Well, mate, maybe we could go to the footy together.
Oh, stop it.
Righto, we'll go to the footy together, and then we'll get you in the studio on the Friday.
This is beautiful.
And I'll sign your calf, and then we'll have a few frothies.
This is a beautiful love story, guys.
It is.
And you know what Fev's particularly rapt about, Damon? Because once every few weeks, we're sitting on the couch, and Fev gets this reel out of all these footy moments, but none of us pay attention. So finally, somebody that's not only paying attention has
You're telling me you don't pay attention to my stuff when I show you.
No. Sorry, what? Damon, it's so lovely to have you on the show.
See you in 3 weeks, buddy.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, if you missed the footage yesterday, it is a really good belly laugh. Oh, it's right now on the telly, on the Today Show. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, he was in Tasmania on the campaign trail. He was doing some soccer training with some kids. And there's two ways of viewing this footage. If you see it from the camera's front on, it looks like he rugby tackles a 10-year-old kid to the ground, which just looks like a parent taking it way too seriously. But then if you see the angle from the back, he clearly trips over and he sort of grabs the kid in a last-minute ditch effort to stay upright.
Yeah. He could have squashed him.
Oh, that's really funny.
It's the best stumble ever.
It is, isn't it?
So it's good.
It's really great. But because now that I can see it was a trip, at first I just thought...
You thought the PM's had enough.
I thought he's... Cause, no, you know how sometimes...
I'm lighting up this kid.
Parents, particularly when parents play with their kids, even, dads with their sons playing footy or cricket, and then they forget that they're with kids. Mm. It looks like that. It looks like the PM's just gone.
He's trying to steal the kid's thunder. He's taking him out. And that reminds me, Boxy, of a time we're at the Royal Melbourne Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing an OB there because the Royal Melbourne Show was on. And we were doing Disney Oki. And we had this young girl on stage. And she was nailing this song until this happened, Nick.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember. perfect daughter, but I head back to the water.
Wow. The old verbal spear tackle.
Wasn't your moment, bro.
I realised it was her moment, but I couldn't stop myself. I can't stop myself singing Disney songs.
And we took it took her all show to get up. She finally got up and Fee went whack.
I didn't mean to. I didn't know my mic was on. I was just trying to.
Standing in front of her was a bit too much.
Pushed her off the stage. ScoMo'd it.
13, 10, 60. When have you as an adult really taken things a bit too seriously when it comes to kids' sports, kids' games, anything?
Cheat all the time.
Well, exactly. See, I think you're so competitive.
Yeah. If they get on top, you just
you
take
don't let
over.
Your kids win.
No. You've got to learn a lesson. Can't win everything.
But they're kids.
Unless you're me.
They're kids.
They've got to learn. No, but they've got to learn. Like, not everyone's going to win everything throughout their life. You're going to have people that are going to knock you down. You're going to have breaks. You're going to have people that lose. And you need to have that emotional connection with the loss. You can't just, win. Because when you get in the real world, it's not that easy.
See, I've got a friend, and it's not you, but it sounds like you. My mate, when he goes running, he's got two little boys. Mm. And if he does a running race with them, they're like 8 and 6. And he'll like go slow at the start
because
he'll be like first
off.
To get to that tree and they're going, oh, we're beating dad. And then he always races up and beats them at the end.
Do you know
like,
why you do
why?
That? Because you let them run as fast as they can and you just let them go because you know you're going to catch them. But if you run past them straight away, they'll give up. They'll keep trying if you're close and it teaches them to keep competing and going harder.
I like letting them win all the time. It's so cute. I go, oh, mummy can't run. And I just let them win.
No, but you don't want to run.
No, I don't want to run.
So you win as well.
Give us a buzz now. 13, 10, 60 parents. When have you been competitive with your kid?
Rosie in Waterways. Hi, Rosie.
Hey.
Rosie, do you get a bit competitive around kids?
Well, I always play tag or tiggy with my little nephew who's 5 years old.
Yeah.
And he ends up crying in the end. And so, like, you know, so because I used to play with my brother growing up, so there's a 10-year difference with us. And even when virtually adults, I mean, I'm in my 40s, he's in his 30s, we still would play it.
Yeah,
now it's like carried on to my nephew, who's 5 years old. And so when he's with my brother, I especially play it, I don't know, more of as a punishment, because when he ends up crying, it's like, oh. So, you know, he's trying to depart, leave in the car. So I'm sort of like opening up the window or driving to the window, still trying to tag him, doing things like that. So
you're making a 5-year-old cry.
There's nothing
you're
better.
You're mocking a kid. It's the best.
Oh, well, I play tag. Charlie and all his mates, when they're all at the park, I'm like, whoever can tag me first wins a treat. And then you're just breaking ankles. You're jumping over them, showing them one way, give them the other. And they just, it's good for them.
What's the treat they get?
Well, they never get me.
Do they always go back at Charlie and go, why is your dad the same size as us?
Yeah. He's bigger, but not taller. What's happening here?
Oh, thank you, Rosie. Marie from Tullamarine. Hi, Marie.
Hi, everybody. How are we?
Good, Marie. Marie, are you a little competitive when you're around kids?
Yes, especially my 6-year-old niece playing Uno.
Oh, it's number one.
Yeah. Yes. They can't tell the difference between an upside down 6 and a 9. No,
But I will throw a draw 4 on her and then she has to pick up 4 and I'll do it again just to beat my 6-year-old niece because otherwise she'll brag about it.
Marie, do you know when you got the two draw 4s and then you put one down and they pick up 4 and then you hold for the next and I'll do the colour red and then you chuck another one down. Mate, face that they draw because you just torment them.
No.
There's no better feeling.
No better feeling at all.
That is so funny. Thank you, Marie. Sarah from Seaford. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Sarah. Are you tormenting children or just beating them?
Wasn't me. It was actually my 74-year-old dad. I took him to my son's under-12 soccer training night and we had like a kids versus, you know, adults friendly.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes he lasted. Within the first minute he legged one of the kids, sent him flying, cut off another one's goal, then barrel-rolled one on the ground, and my dad, like, looks like a hippie. He's got, like, the dreadlocks, and he's hilarious. And the coach was looking at me like, we need to get him off the field. And I'm saying, Dad, it's a game. Like, it's just friendly. But he was going for that ball.
I didn't say he was 74.
74, well, and my son was so embarrassed.
No, but also that should be the coach going, kids, you're young, you know, fast, quick. You're young. If you guys combined can't beat a 74-year-old, we're not allowed to play this season. We've got to shut it down.
1019, The Fox.
Remember in lockdown? Remember actually lockdown? Mm. It was only last year. And, well, there was the year before that. But we were all looking for entertainment. And someone who got us through on his Instagram feed was Jimmy Rees with his Meanwhile in Australia series. Who could forget? Karen from Brighton.
Darling, did you hear? Chantal's implants are from Thailand. I know. No. Really? No, not that, darling. Well, what is it, darling? They changed their mind again, darling. About what, darling? The AZ. The AZ. Yes, the AZ. Not the Faz. No, not the Faz. The AZ. The AZ. Anyone can request the AZ now, darling. Anyone? Huh? Yes. Anyone.
And how good is this, Jimmy? He's selling out stadiums, bang, tours, concert halls all around Australia with his Meanwhile in Australia tour. It's at the Palais Theatre this Saturday. Oh. You can go and see him live. You can get the details at livenation.com.au. And Jimmy joins us now. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Fifi. Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up?
Well, Jimmy, you are just selling out the Palais. That is...
Not the first time either.
I know. Could you imagine, like, when you started doing this and, you know, so funny. And I remember I followed you, obviously, before you started doing this. And I was like, that was getting me up and about in lockdown. Did you imagine, like, just in your lounge room filming these, reckon I'll sell out some Palais doing this?
Absolutely never in my life. No. It was so bizarre. And it's, it's come full circle. And to think, like, you know, a few years ago, I was still prancing around in my pajamas talking to a ball of owl.
Jimmy, Jimmy, did any of it have to do with having two young twin boys and just going, I've got to get into that office and make some content, otherwise I've got to deal with the situation? Is that them in the background?
Yeah, just wandered in. I'm like in the furthest part of the house and he's just wandered in.
Yep.
This is exactly what it was about. It was just about, just kind of getting out of the house and,
Well done. Peninsula Grammar.
Making some content.
Peninsula Grammar Boy, mate, you've done well selling out Palais. It's cute. I used to sell at MCGs.
Also, team effort. Also, this is him by himself.
No, they used to go just to watch me. We're all really crap. Hey, now, you've got a lot of things in common with our captain, Fifi Box. You were both King and Queen of Moomba.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy was the King of Moomba. You've both been on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And Jimmy, I know we do this every time you're on, but it's great audio. You've also brought out a single together.
Oh, hey, Fifi.
Hey, Jimmy.
Do you love Christmas?
I love Christmas so much.
Cool. Do you love singing?
I love singing. I'm not very good at it, though.
Oh, don't be silly, Fifi. It's easy.
That's enough.
Now, Fifi was just wondering on Saturday night, because it is election night, but she was wondering if she could come out and do a duet with you.
Anytime. I love that you mentioned at the start of the song. I'm not very good at singing, but let's sing anyway.
Let's do it, please. Put me on the album. I reckon, Jimmy, I don't know, you probably know this better than me because you get bigger ones. I reckon I still drop a few royalties from that album.
Oh, yeah, a few dollars here and there every year at Christmas time.
Yeah, a couple of dollars.
How would you even know, Fee?
Because you occasionally get a royalty check. Royalty checks fascinate me because I don't get many. Yeah. And then I'll get some from Thank God You're Here will drop in. I'm like, gee, that was like 2005.
Fee's used to Jimmy getting heaps of zeros dropping in, and when it's only like a couple of bucks, it's like, what the hell, this is
all
wrong.
All of these checks look like she just won the lottery.
It's like, hang on, I didn't win Powerball.
Yeah, I got $1.50.
Where's that disgusting money from?
But it's not about me. It's about you, Jimmy, and the Palais, and this Saturday night. You know what the other funny thing is? You're up against the election, which I'm guessing most people would want to get out on election night, so it actually bodes well for you to go up against ScoMo and Albanese.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is kind of, I don't know why people like sit down and watch it. It's the most boring thing in the world just to sit there and watch like that Anthony Green guy try and predict the...
Jimmy, we have a senior producer who stepped in for Leon. His name is...
James Blake,
and he's our resident nerd. He is a big nerd, and this is his grand final. And when you said that, his draw has dropped. You got a reply to that?
Jimmy, just a little bit of respect to Sir Anthony Green, and it's Anthony Green.
Anthony. He hasn't been knighted yet, mate. He hasn't. There's not a sir. It's not official. But I tell you what, I'll come to the Palais and I'll impersonate Anthony Green.
There we go, James.
I've been working on my Albanese impression and my ScoMo impression. I don't know if I do you think I should do I need to practice my Clive Palmer impression? I'm not sure.
Mate, if you get a young kid up on stage and tackle him like ScoMo, it'll raise the roof.
Oh yeah.
That was so funny. I saw the picture and then I watched the clip and I'm like, he's playing soccer. I thought it was rugby there for a second or something, and he's like, oh, I'll give him a gentle thing. No, he's playing soccer. What was going on?
That was so funny. Now, Jimmy, this is great. If anyone's listening right now and wants to go, we've got 3 double passes to give away to go and see Jimmy's Meanwhile in Australia tour this Saturday night at the Palais. 131060, call now. Jimmy, so great to chat with you, as always. We love this, and it's just so good to see, being a fan of yours for so long, but also Meanwhile in Australia is so excellent, and it's all produced and created by you, so just well done.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, it's, you know, a lot of the feedback is like, oh, just waiting for, like, you know, a kind of some sort of spin on the news, which was a bit of light humour, but it was also just me entertaining myself as well.
and you entertained everyone and sell out crowds at the Palais. So we'll give away those tickets in a minute. Thank you, Jimmy.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, this is a good story to distract you from overeating. How's this? There is a man in Japan. So obviously, like Australia and other countries, there was COVID relief funds. So people were being given money for COVID relief because their businesses, their jobs, they were stuck at home, so they needed that the money, the injection of cash. Well, apparently, all the cash for this town that this man lives in was put into his account, mistakenly.
Oh, wow.
So he got $515,000, so Australian, went into his account instead of being dispersed evenly amongst the people in the town.
Do you know what I would have done?
What I'm interested because I know what he did with it.
Yeah, I would have called a town meeting. Uh-huh. Said, guys, I have all. I was about to speak like him. We're doing very bad. I would have said, righto, the money's in my account, so it's mine. But it is ours.
It's mine, but it is ours,
mate. Sha Tin Race 1, number 1 favorite. We'll put it all on. Could easily double it, or I just keep it. And they'll go, hey, let's double it. Imagine if they made more money.
Well, do you know what's interesting?
Because I had none of it to start off with.
It's very close to what he did.
Oh, was it?
No. Yeah, that's why I thought you were going to nail it. He gambled it. He's lost it all. It's gone.
100% you gamble it.
But he didn't. He missed the bit where he did the meeting and gave people an option.
I would have given the people an option.
He didn't.
See, that's what makes you a good bloke and him a reckless gambler.
Yeah, I would have given them the option. If they said no, I would have given it out.
But it was giving all the money to a gambler, though. He lives alone, so he's got no family. He'd quit his job recently working in a shop. He has agreed to return the cash. But he's got no
after
job,
a win.
And he does. See, that's where he gambled the entire amount on an online casino.
No. So you've got to.
Come on.
I reckon if he did it to a poll in the town, they all would have. I reckon the percentage of the people would have said, there, let's let it ride. I reckon they would have.
They certainly wouldn't have.
You don't reckon?
No, the majority. I mean, I'm not.
We played these games on here with, like, money that people want to let it ride.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But they didn't have it to start off with.
I don't understand the Japanese legal system, but it's clearly not monopoly rules. No. Bank error in your favour.
No.
Keep 515 grand.
Pass code, you get 200 bucks.
I am interested in asking on 131060, has anyone just had cash put in their account? Because I think this happens all the time by accident. Even when you transfer money, you think you're sending it to a friend and they go, I never got the money. And you got one digit wrong. Or
I did it to
banks
Renee.
Who do it. You did. What do you mean?
I gave her $200 for the bowls, like I pay for the bowls that she makes.
Breakfast bowls.
And I put in $200 and then like a month went past and Renee sent me a message going,
haven't got it.
Where's that money, man?
And I go, don't know where it went.
And I go, no, we sent it. She's like, no. And then I sent the numbers and she goes, you got a number wrong.
Oh.
So I had to send it again.
But it is interesting. And we've got the voice disguiser. You can put on an alias. You don't have to say who you are. Because, no, I've had 2 friends in my lifetime have had a bank error in their favour where money's gone in.
That's so good.
And then the bank go, actually, we need to take that money back, sorry.
Oh. If they spent that, just say there was $1 million and you go, bang, I'm going to spend it in a day, are you at fault? because it was in your account.
You are at fault because remember there was that story about...
I've got something wrong with my brain.
There was a woman in Sydney in court like a year or two ago and it happened to her and she'd spent $1 million and they were taking her to court. It was all on designer bags and designer shoes. So I think I don't think you can spend it. I think they can take you to court.
I know Alex gets money every month in her bank. That's not hers.
It's yours. I think it's hers now.
Take it to court.
13 10 60 is our number. Has this happened to you?
Jason from Dandenong. Hi, Jace.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Jace.
Good, Jace. Jace, did you get some cash just turn up in your account?
I certainly did. When I was 19, I used to have $100 put in my bank account every Wednesday for about 3 years running.
Wow.
Did you ever question it? Did you?
Never questioned it. Never once
That's
looked
like
or checked.
$15,600. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And what do you know to this day what it was?
Never once found out.
That is awesome.
Man, well done.
I'm fascinated. Is there part of you that wants to know? Like, that's.
No, I think I used up all my good luck in one go.
Jason, if you never talk about it, no one will ever know. Don't worry
about it,
bro.
Mate.
Just let it go. Take it to the grave.
I am so fascinated by that. That's wow. Okay, thanks, Jace. Rowan.
Wow.
Rowan in Hoppers. Hey, Rowan.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, Rowan. What turned up in your bank account?
I got $2,000 put in my account from an unknown person.
And did you take it? Did you use it?
100% I used it. I was at the pub. I chucked it all through the pokies with the boys. Yeah, I shouted around the beers for everybody. I chucked it through the pokies and that I won the grand jackpot. I won $22,000.
Oh, wow.
See, the messaging's just all wrong. With
Gamble responsibly.
Mate, well done. See, he landed on his tippy toes. He got $2,000 out of nowhere and then won $22,000 and shouted the whole pub.
Do you think when that happens, like to Rowan, that's somebody putting in the digits wrong? They're giving $2,000 to, I don't know, a mate and they've put in a 4 instead of a 5 and suddenly... But can't you get it back?
No, you can't. So what happens is just so I go to transfer you money and I stuff it up. So it says on your bank thing, if you get you might not get this back. It's up to you to get it right. Sometimes you don't recover it. That's fair income, yeah. Because that's on you.
Okay. Good story, Rowan. Ingrid from Lower Plenty. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, how are you?
Good, right. Ingrid. Did you have some money just mysteriously turn up in your account?
Yeah, a few years back, I got a letter in the mail from the bank saying, oh, congratulations, you paid off your home loan, but you've paid off too much. And I looked at it and I thought, that's a bit weird. I only had $200,000 left to pay and found that somebody had deposited $1 million in my bank account.
Wow.
The thing was, when I rang them, they didn't believe me. I had to actually go to the bank and prove that it wasn't my money.
Oh, that was silly.
Ingrid.
No. Yeah, Ingrid.
Ingrid, did you find out how you got that $1 million?
No, they never told me, but it took them days to work it out before they took the money back because I had to keep saying to them, but this isn't my money. I was very tempted to do what that other fella said and take it
away. You should have, Ingrid. No, but did you get any, like, honesty fee given to you or some sort of percentage that you were back from the bank?
What they did was the few days that was in my account, I didn't pay the interest on my loan that I actually owed.
Oh, boring. That's terrible.
That was the excitement of it. But every time I went to the bank after that, the girl used to go, oh, here's my $1 million lady.
Yeah, where's my million
Ingrid,
bucks?
You are a good person. That is a really good of you. Because I would have maybe done the first, like, hi, I don't think this is my money. And then if they just left it, I'd be going, well, hang on, now it's on you.
Yeah, now it's on
you. I did tell you it wasn't.
Go win another million, keep the million in there, they take it back and you're a million up.
Hey, can I just take you on? Why can't you just have the money and why does it have to keep going?
Mate, I'll give you a word of advice. What time is it? 7:30. This is words of wisdom. The armor guard truck doesn't follow you to the graveyard, son.
Yeah, but a million's enough. Why do you have to go and gamble it to make more?
But if I pass tomorrow...
You've had $1 million.
You're sitting there. I'm
That's
dead.
That's awesome.
I can't use it.
So you'd rather spend it and give it to the casino?
Not to the casino. To whatever I want to spend it on. No, anything.
Ladbrokes.
She could have bought a house with that. She could have bought anything. You have to gamble everything, Fiona.
No, but just every time the caller says it, you go and say, go and put it on this.
Yeah, double
just
it.
Keep it.
You don't have to keep it.
Brendan in Glen Iris. Thank you for that, Ingrid, by the way. Great story. $1 million. Hi, Brendan.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, Brendan. Have you had a wad of cash turn up in your bank account?
I've had a betting agency deposit $54 million into my account.
Sorry, what?
No,
Brendan.
Oh no.
$54 million.
It was, Yeah, it was 54 million. So it was like about 8 a.m. They deposited the money in, and then I didn't check my account all day. And then later that day, I was like, oh, see if I have any money in there. And then I saw like 100, and I was like, what the hell? That's quite random. And then I looked through the transactions, and they gave me 100 bucks to say thanks for not pulling out 54 mil.
Man, you should have put a few bets on.
No, but he didn't see
maybe
it.
Maybe he did.
How do you? Maybe he was the one. You didn't see the 54 mil. Did you see the 54 mil?
No, I just saw the transaction.
Oh my God, that's a win that got away.
Wow.
Hey, I tell you, that's
maybe
a great...
he was the one bloke that bet on Cody Simpson making the Commonwealth Games.
It just proves how much money betting agencies have, but just to chuck 54 million in someone's account. Now you put some money in someone's account, Fiona, didn't you? Your builder.
Oh, that was an...
Your builder could have run away with that cash.
No, it's my plumber, Craig. He's a wonderful man. He's a very honest man. So this is actually a pretty funny story. It's kind of funny.
It is very funny.
So my mum, who does my banking, because I don't know,
you've handballed this problem off onto Pearl immediately. Yeah,
Fee doesn't look after her account. She's still got the Dolomite account.
Mum was paying his bill. And the next minute, I was at a work function, I think, and Craig was just sending me photos of Lamborghinis and Ferraris, and I went, what's he up to? What's going on here? And instead of transferring 3,000, she added a couple of zeros. That's a lot of money.
Fee didn't know.
Well, I didn't do it. So...
Craig thought all his Christmas had come
at once. Maybe
he'd
taken that and gone and bought a Lamborghini.
Well, he could have.
He could have, but he was very honest.
And you wouldn't have known.
Just the decimal point was in the wrong place.
Oh, thank you so much for your calls.
If I tried to transfer $3,000, my bank app would laugh at me.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, Josiah, you have been given some audio to play, and I believe it's a stitch-up of the three of us because we're doing things. Is it now James Lake, who has stepped up into the big dog seat this morning? DJ Shergs is out. Did I say James Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah. James Lake will
too
never
many James
stand up.
In this team.
He will never be in the big dog.
Believe it or not, if you're listening, we have James Lake reading our news, James Blake producing the show, and James Costa doing all our
eating
audio engineering. And eating all the gammy chicken.
And the way you work it out is it goes in alphabetical order from number one to the least. So Blake is obviously the producer, which is the big dog chair, and then Costa, who does an amazing job, and then it's Lake at the back.
Oh, I don't think it's
that, it actually
any
goes
order.
That way.
They are all loved and crumble. As important as each other. Now, James Blake, what's been going on in the studio that you've observed?
Well, we're 5 months into the year and it's getting a little bit colder and everyone's a little bit tired and we're just noticing that maybe, you know, you're not getting as much sleep as you could be getting.
Okay.
And every now and again, just things, you know, slip through to the keeper.
We played this one at Fev last week. He keeps doing that at OBs.
You haven't adopted the turkey gobble.
Yeah, that's only an OB. So tomorrow at Craigie Burn, get your ready because it'll be a
whole crowd, I reckon.
Yeah, the whole crowd will be
I'd love to hear the whole crowd at the Highlands Hotel Craigie Burn making that noise tomorrow. Yeah.
What else has been going on?
Yeah, what else? What have you got, Nick? What's Nick been doing?
He keeps doing impersonations.
The fire rises.
Yeah,
I don't mind the odd Bane.
I've got to watch that movie.
You should. Batman.
Batman. Yeah. I've seen Batman.
Fire Dark Knight Rises.
Which one's fire that? Rises. Who's the Batman? George Clooney?
Dark Knight. No. Dark Knight Rises.
You can't.
So you've got Batman Begins. Yes. Batman the Dark Knight with Heath Ledger as Joker. Dark Knight Rises. Okay. Fire Rises.
James Blake, Bane. You can't throw darts if you don't know what you're backing it up with.
Bane.
And then.
It's very interesting.
I'm interested in this one, Josiah. What have you got for me?
I'm nervous. I know my job's
what
on the
have you
line
been doing?
Here. So, James, I'll let you throw to this one because your job's less important.
Wow.
So, Fee has been going for some obscure references of late. And
yeah, that's Fee. It's B Team Fee, B Side Fee. They're all obscure.
She had in her head that we were talking about the $6 million man, and this is her way of verbalising it.
Anyone who knows the $6 million man starring Lee Majors knows exactly what I was talking about.
Mate, that got me up and about, that did.
Well, this is the actual sound of what she was trying to do.
So close.
Virtually that
sounds,
identical.
That sounds more like Agent 99 walking through the prison bars. You know where the what's that show called?
Get Smart.
Get smart. You know when the thing shut?
Okay, obscure reference. Tell me how that goes.
And they shut behind him. Like the that was your cue to do that. What did you say?
Fire arises.
Fire arises. See you tomorrow, Craigie Byrne. Let's go.
Hilariously Melbourne. Bevan Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101, 101.